All right, good evening. This is KD2FPM, Net Control for the Black River Valley ServiceNet. My name is Kevin James. This net is held every evening at 9 p.m. on the Boonville Amateur Radio Club repeater at 146.655 MHz. The repeater is located 2.5 miles southwest of Boonville on Jackson Hill. This is an informal net, and all interested parties are welcome to check in with or without traffic. Emergency traffic has priority at all times and can break in at any time. Is there any emergency traffic? Come now, please. The Boonville Amateur Radio Club holds their monthly meeting on the third Tuesday of every month except December, February, and March. Their next monthly meeting will be on October 18, 2016 at 7 p.m. at the Dodge Pratt Northern Art and Community Center at 106 Schuyler Street in Boonville, New York. Everyone is welcome to attend. An amateur radio license is not required to become a member. If you're interested in becoming a net controller, please contact the club member and we can set that up. Should a net controller not start the net at 9 p.m. and still is not done so after a couple minutes, please feel free to conduct the net yourself. You'll find the net preamble on our website at www.boonvillearc.com. This is KD2FPM, net control for the Black River Valley Service Net. Are there any portable, battery-powered, or mobile stations wishing to check in? Come now, please.
KC2HVS.
Okay, we picked up a mobile station, it sounds like, out there. It might be a portable KC2HBS. Forgive me, I do not have your name in my log, but go ahead, the floor is yours.
No, I'm not mobile. I'm portable KC2HBS. And good evening to the net.
Okay, yeah, received. Okay, yeah, normally, yeah, you're right on target here. Battery-powered or mobiles are welcome to check in here, or portable. So, yeah, what is your name, by the way? Just your first name so I can put you in my log.
Yeah, KC2HVS. My name is Tim, and I've checked in here quite a few times, but my name is Tim.
Okay, Jim, yeah, my fault for not knowing your call, because I may have not taken you directly on a net that I've hosted. If I have, forgive me, and hopefully we'll catch up with you more often, too, which will be really cool. All right, I'll throw another call out there for any other portable, battery-powered, or mobile stations wishing to check in. Come now, please. Okay, hearing none, I'll move forward. I'll now take calls from Echolink stations. This is KD2FPM, net control for the Black River Valley Service Net. Pausing for 15 seconds for Echolink stations. Come now, please.
KD2FPM, please copy KA3TFB. Bill here in Franklin Park Borough. And there's someone else out there on the link. And we'll give it back to you. Good evening to all.
Okay, we'll throw another call out there for the other Echolink station. Come now, please. I will pause for 15 more seconds. Okay, Pat, you might be having some issues. If you want to just hang out, I'll try to see if we can catch up with you in a minute. I know your call sign is N2DKB, so if you would like to check in. I'm going to first chat here with Bill. KA3TFB, how are things out in the Keystone State?
KD2FPM, KA3TFB in the group. Fat, dumb, and happy. It hasn't rained for a couple of days. I need to cut the grass again. That's all I can say. And I'll just give it back to you there. There might be a waiting list here. And good evening to everybody. We'll be listening. KA3TFB, thanks for being there, Mr. Kevin James. Over.
Oh, Okay, yeah, received. I like your analogy. You haven't had rain in a few days. That's a good thing. We actually need some rain up here. All right, it looks like we may have lost Pat. I'll try to keep an eye for him. It looks like we got Stan out there, N2STC. Stan, if you'd like, just go ahead and jump right on in here.
Mobile via Echo Link, so I've got my Echo Link node connected to your node, and appreciate the opportunity to get in. As I told you guys before, I always enjoy the net and listen to it more often than I check in. Tonight, I'm going for a little walk over in the village of Verona. They got street lights on, so I take advantage of it. I don't get a chance to do that during the day. So at night it's nice and cool, so I will go for a walk, very, short one, but take advantage of the streetlights. I might as well. Have to do that. And not much else. It was a gorgeous day, but I didn't get to spend much of it outside. And I am going to carry the iPhone along with me and connect back to your node with the iPhone so I can kind of monitor the net as I walk along. So 17, and good evening to everybody on the net. This is N2STC Mobile.
Okay, Stan, it's always a pleasure to chat with you. And speaking of Verona, keep in mind, December 2nd, I don't know if you're a Benny Mardonis fan or not, but I heard Benny is going to be at Turning Stone on December 2nd. I know I still have to get my tickets because I always enjoy his Christmas productions. All right, I'll pause again here. This is KD2FPM, Net Control for the Black River Valley Service Net. We have at least one more check-in. Pat, if you'd like to go ahead and make an attempt, I'll let you just have the floor. Go ahead, Pat, N2DKB. Okay, we seem to have lost Pat there that time. I'm not sure what may have happened. All right, we'll move down, and because right now it's just myself and Bill in here, so we'll hang tight here. We'll move down our list, and if Pat does come back in, when I go back for late check-ins or comments or queries, I'll see if he might want to try again. All right, this is KD2FPM, Net Control for the Black River Valley Service Net. I will now take calls from regular members and guests. Come now, please.
WA2U.
Okay, I left a long pause there, John. WA2U, I was hoping to see if we could catch a line of them in there, because I know George usually pops right in there pretty quick. All right, John, how are things out at the Hinckley Reservoir? I know I've got 62 degrees with kind of like a hazy sky overhead. Let us know what's happening on your way.
WAQ, well, good evening to you, Kevin James, and I heard Tim up there in the mountains, and I believe I heard Stan, and good evening to Pat DKB, if he's hearing us, and to DKB, and who else is in there on Echo Link. 54 degrees here at the northeast end of Hinckley Reservoir. So nice and cool out there today, but that's okay for summer. I guess, let's see, at 10:21 a.m. tomorrow, we toggle from summer to fall. So if you don't like the summer, wait until 10:22, and then you'll be on the clock as far as fall is concerned. Yeah, had a good day. Kathy worked out in the garden. I worked on the Power Wolf and got that going, let it run a little while to recharge the battery. Walked into camp, set a couple things with the GPS just for chuckles, as they say. Walked down the road here and saw a neighbor's new garage. Boy,
big. It's 30 by 40 with 12-foot high doors on it. It's got a quite a high peak on it. They haven't moved up here yet, but they're getting all the ducks in a row, as they say. So went up and checked that out. And I walked around a little bit, made a few phone calls, got some stuff straightened out as usual. And what's going on this weekend? I guess the Bond Fest in Remsen. Syracuse, they've got the Farm Fest. So that's kind of interesting. And I'm trying to think of anything else going on amateur radio-wise. I know there's a lot of stuff going on. Shriner Circuit's going on. Circuit's going on this weekend down in the Utica area. We've been listening to all the stuff on the TV. The new news, the no news, and old news, and variations on a theme, I guess, kind of thing. So, turn it back over to Kevin James. Seems like I had something I was going to share that's some sort of pertinent to amateur radio. But anyways, I'll turn it back over to you. Kathy's doing fine. Oh, I know, we're looking forward to our fire ring tomorrow evening. It gets darker early, so that enhances the ambiance of the fire ring. And the 807 stay a lot cooler, a lot longer. WATU, back to that.
Okay, John, yeah. As a matter of fact, I was watching a quick video from Gold Rush. The guy's been out working. There's a crew, I guess they're in Oregon, digging for gold. And normally, this time of year, we would see them complaining about stuff freezing up already. So didn't see that in their conversation on that last video I saw a couple days ago. So Gold Rush this season, when it begins on Discovery Channel, should be quite interesting to watch. So I know it's one of my fancies that I look forward to in the fall, to see how these guys, all their different teams, made out. And John, I'm going to throw a very interesting tidbit out there for you. I know you just heard me talking about Benny Mardones, and I happened to stumble across one of his old songs that was probably long forgotten, Hey Baby. I know you and Kathy might enjoy that one. It's a very nice, easygoing ballad, adult contemporary, we'll call it that. And then, of course, I stumbled on another song that he wrote for Syracuse back in 1985, How Could You Love Me, the original version. These are both found on YouTube, so if you get a chance to play with that, pick a peek and see what you find there. I just thought that was kind of interesting that I stumbled on that stuff. All right, I tell you what, I'll throw another call out there. This is KD2FPM, Net Control for the Black River Valley Service Net, looking for further check-ins. Come now, please. Okay, I tell you what, I will open the floor up for any comments, queries, or late check-ins. Come now, please.
WATU with a comment, of course.
KC2NVU with a late check-in.
Okay, we've got a comment from WA2U and KC2NBU Ray. John, hold your comment for just a moment. Don't forget it if you have to write it down. I'm just kidding there with that. Ray, go ahead and let us know what's going on out your way, and then I'll come back to John.
Oh, it's calm and clear, and cooling off in a hurry. Let me see what the temperature says. Let's see. 61. We're down to 61 degrees. Just noticed it was after 9. Let's see if the net was still on.
Okay, yeah, received. As a matter of fact, last night I ran the net and I updated our meeting date. And remind everyone again, it's October 18th will be the next meeting at the Boonville Amateur Radio Club at the Dodge Pratt Northern Art and Community Center, 106 Schuyler Street in Boonville, New York. All right, we'll step back and WA2U, go ahead with your comment.
Yeah, good evening. Ray is joining us. Now 53.9 degrees here. I don't know what the high was. Georgia has, but we're at 53 now, so Anyways, with the collection here, here's a couple things for you to try and find, Kevin James, who like challenges. We look at kind of music collections sometimes as almost like stamp collections for those who remember it, or coin collecting. The Henry Paul Band, we have every one of their, we have quite a few, 3,000 or 4,000 CDs, but the Henry Paul Band, try to find where you can buy a new copy of Grey Ghost. That's about, I think, their third CD. Henry Paul Band, Grey Ghost. You'd recognize the song. And as far as Benny Mardones, I had a friend of mine that did all his audio when he was first kind of learning to walk and getting out there involved. And Buddy does sound reinforcements. But yeah, you're talking about the CD, Never Run, Never Hide. The anxious ID go through. Yeah, Run, Never Hide. And I had friends that had actual printings of that on vinyl. But to find a CD of it, I did find one years ago. That was one of his earlier ones. And I got it. I actually bought it, and it came from Japan. Wrapped in a paper brown bag, just like you'd go grocery shopping. And I've ordered stuff in the mail that it's been packed, and it's been packed and pre-smashed, but I have quite a collection. We have a collection of all different kinds of jewel cases and things. So I saw that, and I go, well, this ought to be, maybe the CD's okay. And the CD was a mint copy. A mint copy, was not damaged, was not open. Of course, I'm not a, when I buy stuff, I play it. And I got a promo that type that they would send to the radio station. But try to go to a store and find Never Run, Never Hide by Benny Mardones. But glad we have a copy. I saw some stuff around the internet, $250 for a copy of it. So there you go. Downloading a song, but having the whole thing in your hand. WATU, back to that.
Okay, John, me being a disc jockey, I'm probably going to floor you with this one. I actually have Never Run, Never Hide vinyl promotional copy, autographed, no less, in front of me by Benny. I do have the album that I bought many moons ago with the red label by Polydor Polygram, and unfortunately, somewhere it is hidden in my fashionable upper midtown pad here, as we'll put it. I don't know where exactly it is. That's the problem. I wanted to have him autograph that, and every time I go to look for it, I've moved like 3 times in the last 15 years, and it's like, this is insanity. So I've got to find that and hopefully get him to sign it before he retires here. But yeah, quick question for you, John. You might know this answer. Did Benny Mardones back in the early 1970s go by the name of, I think it was Troy or Trey? I'm not 100% sure. I thought someone said that was a possibility. You might know that answer. This is KD2FPM Net Control. Go ahead, John.
Friend that does all the rock concerts. In fact, he's the guy that initially put the group that we're not too fond of, but Korn on the Road, to give you an idea. No, I'm not sure. Yeah, the vinyl stuff you can find, it's the CD, the compact disc. I could get vinyl copies of it. My buddy had stuff that, you know, he had signed and he's got hanging on his wall and variations on it, but it's tough finding that CD with the jewel case, WATU, back to that, but I'm not sure about the answer to your question. WATU.
All right, yeah, you've given me something to see if I could hunt down. In fact, I know one of his promoters, Mike Tiger Galizzi. He does all of his, memorabilia, shirts, videos, et cetera, et cetera. So I'll see if Tiger might be able to put his hands on something for me, and I'll let you know. And if I can get a couple copies, I'll keep you posted. So, all right, this is KD2FPM Net Control for the Black River Valley Service Net. Still looking for any other comments, queries, or late check-ins. Come now, please.
And to STC with info.
Okay, Net recognizes N2STC. Stan with info. Go ahead, Stan.
Yeah, as you can hear, I'm stirring up the neighborhood dogs, so that's one of the highlights of taking a walk. You get to make sure they're alive and on patrol. Interesting conversation about the artists and YouTube and the vinyl there. One of my favorite pastimes in the evening when I'm relaxing is to turn on YouTube and watch live performances of my favorite bands from the 70s when I was a kid. So always enjoy that. And that doesn't have to be a music video, just to be able to watch them perform live is a lot of fun. And some of mine, the Merdonis guy there, Benny Merdonis, I can't say I'm familiar with him, but I'll take a look. And I was a big Allman Brothers, Marshall Tucker Band and all that. But the info that I have for you is I want to invite people to go to my my QRZ page and take advantage of my scanner feed, which feeds local repeaters over the Internet. I've mentioned it on the net before, so that you can, even when you're out of town, you can listen to local amateur repeaters via the Internet. And that's all that's on there are ham radio repeaters. And also information about my EchoLink node on there. So that's it. 7-3. Good night. I'll listen along. This is N2STC, iPhone Pedestrian Mobile.
All right, Stan, you actually are a lot like me. I love doing stuff like that. I've got a Roku for my television here, and I'll put the YouTube rolling on it, and sometimes I'll just let it auto-feed stuff, and it's amazing what you can get yourself into really quick. And as for Benny Mardonas, he's probably most recognized for a twice-charting single, once in 1980 and again in 1989 with Into the Night. It's been remade by a couple other artists. As a matter of fact, the album Raymond vs. Raymond, and I cannot think of the artist's name to save my life at the moment, but the CD name is Raymond vs. Raymond, and track number 14 was redone. Usher, thank you. I think John was whispering in my head there. WA2U was telling me in my head. Yeah, it was Usher. So that's a remake of that. And then there's been a couple others that have, you know, made attempts at it. They just don't have that range that Benny seems to have. And Benny, even though he's in his 60s, does put on one heck of a show still, despite the fact that he does have Parkinson's. But we're all there for him, and his shows actually end up being more like a family reunion. It's like a 3 or 4 day ordeal, because he'll fly in a few days ahead of the show, and then he'll visit with local friends in the Syracuse area. He'll do some interviews on local TV and radio, and then from there the big show night will come up, and then eventually they'll kind of wind things down, and then he will depart back to his home out in L.A. And like I say, I made friends with him several years ago, so I've been very, very happy to do what I can, because as a DJ, he was probably one of my most played singles. In fact, today, that song, Into the Night, is still the 24th most played single daily. So that's kind of an interesting tidbit. All right, I'll throw another call out there because I'm actually hogging the airwaves. This is KD2FPM, Net Control for the Black River Valley Service Net. Looking for comments, queries, or late check-ins. Come now, please.
To you.
Okay, I think the tail drop stepped on you on me on Echolink. I'm not sure if that was John, but go ahead, take the floor.
Yeah, okay, well, it's sort of like a segue into, I just discovered a magazine here, and I really enjoy reading. It's called Sound and Vision, and they have, the real stuff in there. Dan, you'd probably enjoy, we have the Marshall Tucker Band. It's live in Manchester. I'm not sure what it is, but what it's called. I don't know if that's what it's called. I was called Stomp or whatever, but that, you know, I mentioned how many CDs we have, but they're still favorite go-to. You can play some of these things hundreds of times and never, ever, ever get tired of it. You know, we like some of the old vintage, like Robin Trower, Bridge of Sigh, and of course there's the Pink Floyd and the old Beatles stuff. And but there's some stuff that just, you listen to it and you go, okay. But this other stuff, like that's one of the Marshall Tucker Band, live in Manchester. That is just an awesome thing. And it seems like now a lot of the bands are, they're discovering the reel-to-reel tapes in the basement. And it's kind of funny because we have the Allman Brothers live at Stony Brook. And the best way to listen to it is casually. If you put headphones on when you're listening to it, you'll get the phasing back and forth, and you'll think you're listening to a bowl of jelly. It's just absolutely amazing. We bought a collection of Bob Dylan's basement tapes also. But some of the stuff, you know, the years ago, it wouldn't see the daylight, but when people either pass on or they have collections, or there's a little bit of a lull in the creativity, they dig out the old reel-to-reels, whether it's 7.5 or 15 IPS, and then we all go out and buy them, even if it's reel-to-reel, but it's on 24 bits, so that makes it okay. Anyways, I'm not bore everybody with us. Over to you, Kevin James, 73 to all WATU.
Yeah, you know, John, there's something to be said about the old tapes. In fact, in my days when I was actually a young apprentice, I guess if you want to call that, and I was actually in training at Rock 107 down on Kellogg Road in the village of New Hartford, south of Utica, I would stand there, and I was actually, the first time I saw this, it was in total amazement. They did not use any records. In other words, vinyl, 45s. They did not use CDs on the air. It was all on cart, and it was a very high-end cart, and very nice tape, and the audio quality was just absolutely impeccable. As a matter of fact, the automation systems that had been running back then used those giant reel-to-reels, and the warmth and the richness of the sound is just not comparable. As a matter of fact, now it's funny, I'm finding out, my neighbor upstairs, he's a... an engineer, I guess you could say, for the college recording up here at SUNY Oneonta, and also for the radio station WNY, and they're wanting to put turntables back in the studio on the on-air, which was like, wow, that's funny. They are finding out that the vinyl actually produces a nicer, richer sound, so go figure that one. That's just kind of very odd to see something like that coming back, and then you look at a young kid today, they've never seen a record, and they're like, what is this thing? And they say it's a square box with a circle in it, and it twirls around, and you put this arm on it, and then all of a sudden you hear vibrations, and it's like, whoa, I thought you could do something with an iPad or iPod, because they're used to things you don't see where the music's coming from. You just click a file and go. So it's just kind of funny to say that. All right. I'll throw another call out there. This is KD2FBM Net Control for the Black River Valley Service Net. Looking for any other comments, queries, or late check-ins. Come now, please.
And to STC with another comment.
Okay, yeah, just real quick there. John, I'm going to look up that Henry Paul Band, and I'll let you know what I find, and I'll keep you posted. Stan, N2STC, go ahead with your comment.
Yeah, very interesting conversation. It's funny, you know, you mentioned Verona, and that's where we got started, and then you mentioned your artist there, and down the road we went. It was very, very cool. And John, yeah, I'm with you on Robin Trower there. That was a heck of a performance there, that Bridge of Sighs. And the reel-to-reel, that was my dad's first source of music with his hi-fi stereo system. He bought could only afford to buy one component at a time, and he bought reel-to-reel tape, and it was 7.5 inches per second. It was the best quality that machine was capable of. And, of course, we made many tapes. And Now, you mentioned the richness of vinyl versus CD. Well, being an engineer, I know that you can only the digital is always a compromise. It's always got to have a sampling rate, so it's never completely analog. Although I imagine the sampling rate can get so high, the human ear can probably never tell the difference. But I used to work with a guy who swore he could hear the difference between a vinyl record and a CD, and he says it wasn't because of the pops and cracks and snaps, so, or the rumble or anything like that. I don't know if I believe him, but I guess some people's ears might be that good. Mine certainly aren't. And I'll tell you, I'll end with one little story here. I worked with another guy who brought out his turntable to show his 13-year-old, and he was, they were listening to music for a little while, and after a while, the 13-year-old looked at him and said, "How do you change tracks?" So that gives you an idea of the mentality. Enjoyed it. It's very good. 7-3 in case I don't jump back in, and I'll probably just listen out. N2STC.
Oh, Stan, man, you had me laughing there pretty good. Yeah, KD2FPM net control for the Black River Valley service net. Yeah, as a matter of fact, the old days in the radio stations, prior to them going to carts, what looked like an 8-track tape, you would always hear when the DJ was queuing up the next record, song, whatever was coming up, because you'd actually have a cue point on your pot board, and then from there you would throw the record on, pick the track you wanted, roll it forward, catch the first couple notes, and then find the first note in about third of the turn back, 12 o'clock to 8 o'clock. That way you had enough RPM buildup so when you did hit play, it wouldn't sound like it was like, whoa, 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 whoa. It would just, boom, be right there. You did a slip cue where you would actually hold the record where you wanted it and hold your pot down. As soon as you wanted it, you popped your pot up and then just let the record fly. You'd push it right into it to bring it up to speed quick. So that was an art of its own. And like I said, I hadn't heard a record being queued up in a studio in years. As a matter of fact, when I was a disc jockey, when I started running compact disc, the only time I ever played with queuing things up is if it was a song I didn't like a beginning, or if I was trying to do what they call beat blending for like a club mix. And I would put something in cue, and I would actually slip cue the CD sometimes to 1/75th of a second. But that's because I had the high-end professional quality Denon DN2000F CD players, which were state-of-the-art back then, which by now, you're talking they're 20 years old, and boy, I'll tell you what, the technology has just gone beyond that. I actually saw them using fake vinyl records in order to control CDs on a turntable setup in a pot board. I was like, that blew my mind. I know, look what happened, Stan, all because we talked about Verona. That's pretty funny. All right, KD2FPM, net control for the Black River Valley Service Net. Still taking comments, queries, or delayed check-ins. Come now, please.
WAT with comment.
All right, WATU, go ahead, John.
Well, this will really appreciate Stan's comment. I wonder how many people remember the 8-tracks. Again, I really suggest to try to give QST as articles, but the sound and vision is just unbelievable. And they had a nice article in there, and it referenced 8-tracks. And, I mean, I remember actually owning a quadraphonic 8-track, but that was such, the person that invented that. Some of the 8-tracks, the head alignment was such of a variance that it wasn't uncommon for the 8-track players, I did have a recorder years ago, but 8-track players to actually have an adjustment so that you could get the heads in adjustment so you could listen to one track rather than two tracks at the same time. So the infamous 8-track. Boy, that was really something. And this is a song you got to pop it around. And they took on a whole new character up in the Adirondacks. When you got your car finally warmed up, if you had a Volkswagen never warmed up, I guess you carry the 8-track player around with you. But it would take a while for it to come up to speed. So, but I don't know. We still listen to Free Dog Night and some of the other stuff was kind of a hoot, and there was only a few people I remember in high school that could actually have the patience to repair an 8-track. Many of them ended up in the garbage can. WATU back in that 7-3.
John, you just reminded me of something. I actually had a Zenith Allegro system, home system, that recorded and played. They played and then recorded. You could record on the 8-track. So I had a genuinely different setup where you could actually make some ultra-wide stereo recordings that would just blow your mind. And I still remember as a kid, the Carpenters. My mom had an 8-track of the Carpenters, and the only thing that made me ugly is one of the songs. It went from, I think, either track 3 to track 4, and right in the middle of the song, you'd hear it go click, click, and then the song would continue going. I'm like, really? Yeah, well, that was some of the limitations of that time, so, but it was fun. I mean, you could buzz through the tracks and hopefully catch back up to what you wanted again, but, yeah, like I say, those old carts that used to get used at the old Rock 107, many other stations did that, too. They would pick some of the highest quality carts, the tape that is, and amazing response. So I was really impressed with those. All right, throw another call out, KD2FM, Net Control for the Black River Valley Service Net. Still taking comments, queries, or late check-ins. Come now, please. All right, I'll throw another call out, make this a final call unless something else is heard, and we'll throw a call out there for any other comments, queries, or late check-ins. This is the final call for the Black River Valley Service Net. Come now, please. Okay, hearing none, I will now close the Black River Valley Service Net at 2140 local time and return the frequency to regular amateur use. I want to thank everyone who checked in. We had KC2, and I believe that was HVS, Tim, KA3TFB Bill, N2STC Stan, WA2U John, and KC2NBU Ray, and then we had N2DKB Pat that was listening in. So I want to thank you guys and all of our scanner listeners. And by the way, we did have a test at the Oneonta Amateur Radio Club on our Monday night meeting, and we have a new technician that will be coming online as soon as he gets licensed, so a round of applause for him. He took his time like me to get licensed. And like I say, the floor is open, the water is warm. We welcome those to test out and come on in. All right, until next time, I will say thank you, everyone, and say 7-3, and hopefully we'll catch you later. Until then, this is KD2FPM. I'll be clearing this repeater through the echoing system. KD2FPM will be clear.
Is the repeater in use? Which is part of the national track. And traffic is routed in and out of Oneida and surrounding counties. All stations are welcome. When checking in, transmit this is, and then please pause by emptying and listen to avoid double. Continue with your call sign, adding the word traffic to hold any for the net. Net control once again is KD2HKB, looking for stations with or without traffic for the net. All are welcome.
KC2NBU, good evening, no traffic.
KC2NBU, thank you very much for your check-in. This is Octen. All stations are welcome. This is KD2HKB for the Oneida County Traffic and Emergency Net. 10 looking for stations with or without traffic for the net. All are welcome. This is Octen. I'll make this my final call unless something else is heard. This is KD2HKB for the Oneida County Traffic and Emergency Net. Octen looking for any further stations with or without traffic for the net. Okay, that was absolutely weird. I don't know if there was...